Commentator John Ronson has been on a quest to study people who demonstrate extreme behavior. His favorite example of late, dog lovers.
I have a dog-loving neighbor, and the other day she complained to me about people who suggest she treats her animal as if it was her child. The fact is, she said, a child is human and a dog is a creature. When we say fetch and the dog fetches, we're reaching out to a whole other species and finding common ground. We've always been desperate to forge contact with other worlds, something outside humanity that can give us context. But sadly, ghosts and space aliens have so far been reluctant to break their silences. Dogs are the only non-humans amongst us that are willing, indeed excited, to lollop over and provide some interspecial accord. So far from being a child replacement, maybe the dog offers us an insight into our place in the infinite. We've bonded with a creature with inhuman characteristics, with a whole different set of genes and chemicals. We've made them love us so much that they'll wait at the window for us to come home and lie in our graves when we die. And how about this? The English scientist, Professor Rupert Sheldrake, has proved that an actual psychic bond exists between dogs and their owners. This is how his experiment works. Rupert Sheldrake gives his dog-owning assistant a bleeper. She then goes off for the day. In the meantime, her dog is secretly filmed, going about his canine routine. Some random hours later, the professor, in a third location, bleeps the assistant. This is her signal to come home. The moment this happens, the dog instantly leaps to the window and waits until she pulls up in the driveway. The success rate of this experiment is 80%. Personally, I think it's our ownership of dogs, our control over them, that endears us to them. No, we shout, and we whack them on the nose. This is very different to our relationship with, say, horses. We don't like dogs to possess an overpowering majesty. We don't stand back in awe while they gallop across fields. If dogs behave like horses, with uncontrolled majesty, we yell, "No, come back," and we whack them on the nose. I witness this nose whacking on a daily basis, in the cafe or on the street. Who hasn't? Most often the punishment seems too harsh for the crime. But the nose whackers are not common thugs. They are you and I. This makes me presume that nose whacking is not a rational act. It's not something we reluctantly do to domesticate our dogs. I think we're helplessly drawn to the act of nose whacking in as profound a way as the dogs are drawn to the window to wait for us to come home. I think the momentum is that of imperialism, of conquering another life form. When I see dog owners now, I see love affairs, strange love affairs based on metaphysical communications and the most primordial of human instincts. I see rational people whose hearts have led them in irrational ways.
John Ronson is a writer and documentary filmmaker in London.